Welcome to the fall 2017 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is entitled Innovations in Hot Zone Designs for Vacuum Heat Treating Furnaces. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
Thank you for joining us for a discussion on recent innovations in hot zone designs for vacuum furnaces. With me today is Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Companies, and guest, Rial Fredette, who is Senior Technical Consultant for Solar Manufacturing. If you are a frequent listener of our podcasts, you probably already know that Bill is a pioneer in vacuum furnace technology. With Bill's knowledge and experience spanning over 55 years in this industry, he offers a perspective that few others can provide. Rial has played a significant role at Solar in recent years, delving deep into various research projects to assist us in improving furnace performance and technology. Today's discussion will introduce HALO, a radically new ringless hot zone design innovation utilizing HEFVAC, a new high-performance graphite insulation board. The HEFVAC material allows a new design and construction for a vacuum furnace hot zone. Its insulation qualities also result in greatly improved thermal efficiency. The superior mechanical strength of HEFVAC allows our engineers to design a unique, self-supporting polygon structure, eliminating the heavy-duty stainless steel supporting ring on which the hot zone and all its components are usually assembled. Despite its thermal properties and strength, HEFVAC remains low in mass, which improves gas quenching and vacuum pump-down performance. So let's listen as Bill and Rial unpack what they have learned from their research and how they applied this knowledge to develop this new hot zone concept to improve furnace technology. So Bill, our discussion today in this podcast is our new ringless hot zone that we are actually going to be taking to the ASM show in Columbus, Ohio in October. And I do want to mention for our listeners that you'll be making a presentation at that conference on this new hot zone with the help of Rial and all the research that we have been putting into this new hot zone. So let's explore a little deeper what this new ringless hot zone is all about. Bill, you've been working on the round hot zone, the insulated hot zone, for close to 50 years, going back to your days when you were head of engineering at ABAR and up through VFS and now Solar Manufacturing. So we want to explore a little bit, what is this new ringless hot zone that we will be introducing, if you can explain that for us?
Good questions, Jim. Actually, to correct you slightly, the original hot zone that was developed at ABAR going back 50 years ago was a team of three or four engineers. And this was a metal heat shield design. And going forward, particularly with the establishment of VFS and also from some of our competition, we have been using insulation like KOWL, graphite, felt, and other insulation type materials. Here at Solar Manufacturing, we have concentrated on using graphite felt, and over the last 2 years, we have been working very hard with the development and the use of a new graphite board material that has become available. Because the graphite board material is so much stronger, our engineers envisioned a polygon style modular hot zone that was strong enough to have mechanical integrity so that it did not require a supporting ring structure, so that the advantage of getting the ring out of the hot zone became apparent because of its weight and mass, and I might add cost. Getting the basic ring, which supports the hot zone, out was a significant advantage.
So, Rial, I'll turn my next question to you. Why was this new ringless hot zone pursued?
For several reasons. Over the past 3 or 4 years, we've done a lot of studies relating to the efficiency, thermal properties of insulating materials and resulting temperatures that radiate out to the wall of our vacuum furnace. Recently, a lot of our tests have centered on a new material that we found a couple years ago, a board material, which proved to be considerably more efficient than our current felt foil designs or even prior board materials that we had used. Based on these facts and our testing that we had done to simulate our ring temperature versus various conducting insulations to the ring and therefore radiating out to the wall of the vacuum furnace, we concluded that this board material could be as much as 70% more thermally efficient than our current felt foil designs. Based on these results, we felt that this certainly should be a new material that we should use in creating future hot zones. As a result of this and further studies on different thicknesses of this board material, we arrived at a conclusion that using a 3-inch thick board material shaped into sections to form a polygon structure would result in an assembly that would not require the outer ring that we currently have on our furnaces. This results in lowering the mass of the hot zone, improving the overall heating efficiency of the hot zone, and also improving cooling aspects of our furnace because of the lower outside temperature of this ringless hot zone.
Bill, can you address this question about the outer temperature of the hot zone structure itself and why we're so concerned about it?
To be honest, we stumbled onto this. One of our engineers, Brian Stern, was looking at the possibility of adding a second heat exchanger on the downstream side of our compressive cooling fan in order to reduce its temperature so that we could get the lowest possible temperature for quenching the work. So we placed a thermocouple on the outside of the hot zone to measure its temperature, and we were very surprised to find that in a standard hot zone, which is really no surprise from Rial's comments from our testing, that the outer temperature of the hot zone ring in the standard design with the felt, the temperature was as high as 450 to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. What this meant was that the initial gas entering the hot zone, because of the mass of that ring assembly, we were starting with a temperature of the order of 500 degrees. Obviously, this is not the best situation. The ringless hot zone with the improved board and also with a low emissivity and the very low mass of the outer structure of the ringless hot zone, we have significantly lower starting temperatures for quenching, easily 50% lower.
Rial, Bill mentioned lower emissivity in the structure of this new hot zone, and I want to explore that a little bit more, and I know you've done a lot of thinking about it and looked at the data, so can you address for us a little bit deeper why that's so important for this new hot zone design?
In the world of vacuum furnaces and radiating surfaces under vacuum, in our prior designs, the outer ring was the radiating structure to the wall of the furnace. And emissivity of that radiating surface is very important in the equation for determining what true radiation losses are being seen in the furnace. As a result of this, we found that with the board material being a very dark, high emissivity type material, probably in the 0.9 to 0.95 range, we decided for loss considerations, we would add a very thin stainless steel sheet on the outer surface of the polygon-shaped board structure. This stainless steel, approximately 30,000 thick shield, would reduce the emissivity and the radiating losses by a factor of at least 50% or more. Therefore, we felt this was very important to incorporate into our new design. It also provides some outer containment of the entire hot zone because it forms an outer configuration on the board materials.
Well, these are all good answers to our new concept in this hot zone design, and we've explored two of the major advantages for this new design, one being the strength of the new insulation board that we're using that creates the new design, and the other being the thermal efficiency and what we've found with this new board material and the efficiency that it provides us. There is one other aspect of this hot zone design that we need to explore, and that's the better vacuum that the new board insulation provides. And Bill, can you address that for us?
The comparative hot zone materials, the first choice, of course, would be metal heat shields for the best vacuum possible, which would be operation down into the bottom end of the 10 to the minus 6 torr range. In our standard graphite felt designs, we operate very comfortably in the lower end of the 10 to the minus 5 torr range and into the top of the 10 to the minus 6 torr range. Now, with our new board design, because the board is homogeneous, that is, it's not like the graphite felt, which is wide open, so that when you open the furnace door, air immediately infiltrates into the everything, including the felt. And when you pump down, you have to get rid of that moisture from the atmosphere. With the board, because it is dense and because air does not permeate into the internals of the fiber, it has an inherent advantage. Now, the board advantage in vacuum is not necessarily a tremendous advantage, but is an improvement over the felt design. For example, we find in our testing, we have found that in pumping down to 1 times 10 to the minus 5, that the board will pump down to that level with about a 10% improvement in less time. But more importantly, on heating, it will release less moisture to the atmosphere of the furnace and its work. We don't have tremendous operating experience, but all of our prior tests indicate an improvement using the board over that of our standard felt design.
This concludes our podcast on innovations in hot zone designs for vacuum furnaces. Please join us again in the near future for our next Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones. We trust you have found this and all our podcasts helpful.
The Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. The websites of Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing contain technical papers and articles for download related to vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treat processing, which will be very helpful to our listeners. We also encourage our listeners to search the resources tab on our websites for other technical resources available through our solar companies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to look for our next podcast for another informative vacuum heat treat minute.